Welcome to the Yappin' Strap. My name is Alaire Thomas.
I'm England.
And we have some special guests today.
We sure do.
Oh my God. Who are you?
Me.
I'm your fiance.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rand.
I am a professional racer, model, and queer content creator.
Hot.
That's crazy. Mic drop, bitch.
This is my girlfriend.
Aww. Yay!
This is the first thing that we have done publicly.
My name is Maddie Webb. I am a full-time influencer. I have a podcast.
Ew.
And I do edutainment, content creation, educational entertainment. A girl came up to me on the street and they were like, oh my God, are you Maddie Webb? Are you gay? Are you a feminist? And I was like, I love that. That's my lore. Gay feminist.
Gay feminist.
Hell yes.
The internet's gay feminist.
You should put that on a shirt.
My favorite thing.
Maddie Webb, gay feminist.
I guess that's the lore. I was happy about it, honestly.
These are our first guests on the podcast.
They are.
And there are one and only little ladies.
I feel honored.
So
it is
I think
an honor and a privilege.
So I think this is either going to make or break our career.
I mean, yeah, we definitely should be. Like, we're behind the scenes part of this podcast.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're the ones having to look at the podcast before it's out. And they're like, oh.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, delete that. Keep that. What are you doing there?
I feel like we're the type A's to our type B's.
100%. Yes. I'm a type C.
Your frontal lobe isn't developed. We can't.
That's what I was saying
type
last
you
night.
Out right now.
Okay. Well,
the age difference.
I'm not letting go.
Get out of it.
Okay.
No. Before we get into our topic today, which it's about bisexuality, but also why biphobia still exists and why it still exists even in the queer community. But before we get into that, I'd love to know y'all's yap and strap. Your yap is something that you just don't want. It's not feeling good. You haven't been liking it. Your strap is something that you love, you like, you want it, you need it, you want to strap it. So what's your yap and what's your strap, baby? You're going first.
I can go first. My yap is living in an environment where nothing is put away correctly. Like, I feel like we're living in straight chaos, and that is when the worst of me comes out in the world. We've been in New York for what, like 2 weeks now?
Over 2 weeks.
We've been here for a long time.
We're trying to keep them safe.
I don't like living out of a suitcase, which we usually don't, but right now we are. It's just our stuff is everywhere. I just do not do well in this environment. My strap is Love Island.
Yes!
My girlfriend and I are obsessed and we watch every single night. I love that you love reality TV. Like,
I love it.
Reality TV. And we're literally screaming at the TV. It's like our football.
I've seen it.
Like, we will literally scream at the TV.
I have 100% seen it.
And Ella's like, what? Who?
We live and breathe reality TV.
That she has BPD.
Y'all fought over it last night because you were going to be home earlier and you're like, I want to watch it. And Maddie was like,
okay, fine.
You're going to watch it without me. I was just like, la la la.
I was so upset I had to wait.
I was like, I literally have energy work. I am doing my witchy ceremony. It's going to have to wait.
Love Island's going to have to wait for the witchy ceremony.
Obviously. She says, we wait.
My yap is the current political climate. No one is illegal on stolen land and genocide is never okay. And on a personal note, I have been dealing with burnout. And so I am in my burnout recovery week. I love what I do so much so that sometimes I forget to sleep, which is not great.
Yeah.
But even in my like restful moments, everything that's been happening just like on the news and what's happening outside, I'm just like, oh my God, I need like another week just to like recover from all of the crap that is happening right now. My strap is community. I think with everything that is happening in the world, I just feel so grateful that I have such a beautiful, safe space, like surrounded by such beautiful, emotionally intelligent, empathic human beings. And I am in the room with three of them right now.
Yay!
I love that.
Cute.
That was really cute.
Guys, shut up. That was so good.
My yap, kind of piggyback off my girls. This is my girlfriend. She's here, right here. You know, I really like New York, but it's been gloomy and I'm pretty over it. And I miss the sun.
It's not always like this.
I am
Guys,
excited.
It has been gloomy the entire time I've been here. Like, we love New York, but seriously, like, I need my vitamin D because I'm not getting it. No offense.
It's all good. Yeah. My strap, pretty obvious, one of them, that I'm finally able to do things publicly with my girlfriend. It just is like, makes me so happy. I have a few, so just like sit and listen. My other one is that we are able to have the both of you on. I know that like, obviously we were gonna have you guys on first, but now actually doing it, it's very exciting. And then lastly, my last strap is Jordan's hair.
girl.
It's she just got her hair done, and like, holy shit. If you she were going to say that, I did take your thunder right.
She
apologize.
Looks like, what is it? She was a fairy. Yeah. she was a fairy.
Ew.
Yeah.
High five.
And good job, buddy.
Do you have any more?
Do you want me to include you in one?
Yeah.
My last.
I want a dedicated one for me.
Okay. My last strap is that Buddy and I got to go on a buddy evening dinner last night, and it was
sushi.
Really nice.
It was very
and
nice.
It was really fun. That's the end of my strap. And in your
own. It's a really long strap, baby.
I know. You know what? And she's always said that.
Well. If I may have the floor, thank you so much. I'm gonna say my yap is my period. point blank period, because what do you mean you're gone one moment and then you're peekabooing the next?
No,
you can't have me bleeding on love and just ruining some underwear. I think that's the most disrespectful thing. I trusted you and now I ruined some underwear. I almost ruined a white pair of sheets.
You know what you need? You need the period underwear.
I love the period underwear so much. Mm-hmm. I wear all the Cora period
underwear. I don't like you have your sitting period, in my own wearing.
No.
That's what.
Have you ever worn a pad?
That's No, a pad is sitting in your own fluids because it like sits you just feel it going out.
Do you even know it's in a tampon? Most of them. Are you even using Cora tampon?
Cora tampons.
I usually
are
use
the
organic
best.
Tampons.
Okay, well not okay, organic so Cora, is made the same, bitch.
Cora and period underwear are fucking amazing. They're the best. What's your strap?
Fine. You got like four straps. Why are you trying to rush me?
You're right. Apologies.
My strap, I mean, it's kind of what you had said of just like y'all being in New York and having our gay besties here. I love when we're always in the same space. These guys live in LA. So let's respectfully manipulate and gaslight both of them and say, hey, Maddie in England, move to LA.
Did you realize you said move to LA?
And we're there.
We've done it. So thank
you. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, cut the mics.
Oh my God.
No, move to New York. Finally, to the topic, as we said, is going to be about bisexuality, specifically biphobia and how it's in the community. I think let's get into the first question.
Yes, let's do it, please.
Especially in the queer community, one of the biggest things, as we said, is biphobia. Why, especially you two, why do you think there is so much biphobia in a quote unquote safe, inclusive space? Because isn't the whole point of the queer community to be...
We were actually talking about this earlier. I feel like there is a difference between straight cultured bisexuals and queer cultured bisexuals. And I think that so many people love to just put us all in the same bucket.
Mm.
A queer cultured bisexual is someone who's like genuinely understands the culture, like really wants to immerse themselves.
Immerse in the community.
Exactly. Whereas a straight cultured bisexual is very much what I was.
She's retired now.
Thank you. I'm a retired straight
recovering
bisexual. I'm a queer cultured bisexual now.
Period.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you. But I had only ever dated men. I had never been to queer bars or celebrated pride. I only had straight friends. My queer involvement was more like...
You were an ally
I was a tourist. I wanted to come in for the day.
Take a photo.
Enjoy. Yeah, take a photo. And then go back and tell all my straight friends about the wild night that I had. I didn't stay long enough to like learn about it.
You didn't stay long enough to read the books.
No, and I think that is the part that kind of gives bisexuality a bad rep, or where people just kind of feel like they don't realize that there's still a lot of us that want to learn.
You're benefiting from calling yourself bi, but you're not actually like immersed in the community or involved in the culture.
Or maybe you're feeding into the stereotypes that people that are creating the connotations amongst. Like, bisexuality.
I think a lot of people feel as though being bi, which is wrong, but they deem it to be quote unquote not queer enough.
Well, I want to hear your take on why you think that there's so much biphobia within the community.
Well, one thing about me, I'm always going to bring it back to the patriarchy.
Zoom in here. Let's close in. Everybody shut up.
I'm going to base it off of my own personal experience because honestly, I think there's a part of me that still struggles with my own biphobia only because like I judge former versions of myself and the way that I expressed my bisexuality. I very much was a straight living bisexual, and I feel like a lot of bisexual women fall into this very like heterosexual lens of what bi looks like and how it actually plays into like male fantasies and it benefits men. And for a long time I lived out my queerness through the lens of like the male gaze of queerness and the male gaze of bisexuality. And
is that like, the whole thing of like, oh my gosh, two girls girls kissing hot.
Yes. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Like doing gay shit and then going to straight guys and being like, yeah, I like fucked this girl last night and it was so hot. Before England, I only ever dated or hooked up with femmes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was very,
I can't see that. I think the first
listen,
time I ever,
listen, the first listen, time listen, I ever heard I that, I was like,
hold the phone. No. Are you sure?
I was the same way though. I was the same way. I yeah. always hooked up with really beautiful women.
Which, yeah, same. And listen, I mean, like,
really beautiful femme.
Like, you're a beautiful woman, but I mean, like, very, like, feminine, like, long hair, like,
femmes. Yeah. And listen, like, no hate on femmes. Like, I still love a femme.
Fuck it up,
I mean, we love a femme.
To watch it.
Period. The difference was, it was very much, like, porn coded. I feel like porn lesbian coded where it was like that was the only representation I really knew or saw. I started watching more like queer TV and whatnot, and I started seeing other representations, but I was living it out like a straight person, if that makes sense, like a very male-centered, male gaze straight person's definition of queerness. And what was I? Unsatisfied, unhappy, not being my authentic self, confused.
It's all compulsory heterosexuality.
Yeah, it comes back to comfet.
How does comfet affect you as a bisexual woman?
And like, what do you do to combat it?
I fuck my girlfriend.
But people do say that bisexuals are not quote unquote queer enough. So
it's hard for me to answer that because I'm dating a woman. Jordan, you may have a better perspective on this.
Well, even when you were dating a man and you were questioning your bisexuality because you were dating a man, were you ever feeling like you weren't bisexual in a way, or you weren't, as they say, like queer enough? Did you ever feel that?
I was always knowing I was bisexual. Okay. The things I did.
The gay things
I did in my straight relationships.
No, you were a flaming gay. Yeah,
no, but I also never felt queer enough in my heterosexual relationships. I never felt like I was actually in the queer community. I also didn't have queer friends. I didn't go to queer events. I didn't immerse myself in the community. I like silently educated myself. Everything around me was so straight and heterosexual. So it's hard for me to answer because I feel like I'm living a very lesbian life. I feel extremely accepted in the queer community because I'm dating a woman. But I don't know how to answer that from the perspective of like a bi woman dating a straight man.
That's what I was gonna say. I think it's two things. The community does it and does society. When you are a bi woman dating a man, people will say, well, no, you're not bi. When you're a bi woman dating a woman, now they see you as bi. I mean, it's a whole conversation happening right now. We have JoJo, Siwa, Fletcher, Billie Eilish, all of them. It's a very large conversation that's happening right now, especially in the community. And people are getting extremely angry at Fletcher. And there's a ton of backlash.
But again, not because she's dating a man. People are mad at Fletcher because she financially and publicly in every single way benefited off of like leaning into her queerness and then removed everything queer about her on her socials, on everything, and released merch that said boy during Pride Month, and then is now dressing like very much, in my opinion, like
heteronormative.
I agree with both. I will say before every album she did delete everything also.
No, I understand that. I think it's just like we're in a climate in which like releasing merch that just says boy and being like, guys, I've been keeping a secret from you, like,
I'm saying it's not because the issue
is not that she's dating a man. That's not the issue. It's the way she went about it. I don't know. I have opinions. I think sometimes we live in like such a cancel culture when it should be an accountability culture. Accountability culture is like holding people accountable for their actions, but not demonizing everything about them. Because two things can be true. You can be a bi queer woman and also date a man and like do it the wrong way. I don't think Fletcher's a bad person.
Jordan, do you feel like your queerness has, you know, skyrocketed since dating Allaire, but then also becoming fiancés? Have you seen a shift in your community online too?
I just feel a really big shift in myself. Mm-hmm. It's almost kind of like I finally maybe validated that side of me that I was like keeping locked down because of compulsory heterosexuality. And I will say that I do think bisexuals who are in straight passing or straight presenting relationships feel the biphobia the most, and probably feel the most exiled from the community. And I think that that is something that we actively should be working to change, not because they're dating a man, but just because I think that so many people feel like they're on the outside of the community looking in, kind of wanting to get into it, but having no idea where to start.
What do you think people can do then?
Actively seeking out queer friends. And then once you have those queer friends, hopefully the queer friends that you make want to bring you into the community, want to like bring you to a gay club or a gay bar, or like want to take you to Pride, or like want to take you to your first drag show. I just went to my first drag show and I cried. I bawled my eyes out because the sheer freedom of expression was something that I never gave myself even a moment to think about or give room to. I was dealing with so much internalized homophobia, so much internalized biphobia that I was just like, oh, that's not for me.
It's scary too.
And then I went there and I was like, oh my God, the way that I have just been holding myself back for so long. I do feel like more representation of bisexuals who are queer cultured bisexuals in straight passing relationships. So people who embrace queerness as a whole, but are still dating a man. I think that that is something that we need to see a little bit more of. So I went to a charity ball. It was a queer ball. Then the charity that was being celebrated is a charity called Just Like Us. At the time I was dating a man and they were like, oh, you can bring your partner. And I was freaking out because I was like, I'm supposed to be here representing the queer community and I'm gonna bring a man? Like, no one's gonna get it. They're gonna think I'm faking it. I feel like I'm gonna be undermining the community in a way if I show up looking fully straight. I had to give myself a pep talk. I was like, Jordan, you're bi. You're allowed to date a man. It's okay. Just go. Like, you still are gonna be adding value. And I didn't realize how much value would be added until I was sitting next to the charity organizer, who is a bisexual man. And he leaned over and he was like, I'm so happy that you brought your male partner. I'm married to a woman and I have never once brought her to one of these events because I was scared of like what it was gonna do. And that broke my heart because I was like, you're married and you, the organizer of a queer charity, doesn't even feel safe to bring his wife? We need to fix this. There needs to be more open-mindedness and welcoming of bisexuals in the community, even those in straight passing relationships. And if you are still straight cultured, just know that they're probably just really locked in that compet box and it's not malicious, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what happens is when a bisexual person is dating that of a different sex, they do tend to not be involved in the queer community. So then obviously people looking on the outside are like, hey, you're not doing anything to show that you are still embedded in the queer culture to some degree.
Maybe it also comes down to the partners. Like, okay, you're a girl dating a straight man. Like, how supportive is your partner of your queerness? How much do they want you to be involved in the queer community? How much of an ally are they if they're not by themselves? Like, I think also it's like, are you a bi girly dating like a straight Republican man who like doesn't like literally is like, oh, that's so hot that you like girls.
That's the same type of guy who's like, yeah, you can kiss a girl in front of me. As long as I watch.
When I had this conversation with one of my exes, man, about this, and he was like, I don't really mind if you like hook up with girls in our relationship as long as it's not guys. And I was like, that is so homophobic.
I see that, that is all the time.
It's extremely homophobic. Why? Because you do not actually see my queerness as something that is real.
It's just if something benefited you.
You would also view me hooking up with a woman just as risky as me hooking up with a man. Because I could easily catch feelings and fall in love with a woman and fucking leave you.
I think it's also very interesting because if you are a man dating a bi woman, I think you should be a hell of a lot more scared of her going to hook up with a woman because it's probably going to be a million times better.
I will just say, like, she's probably not out there.
Just say facts.
No, it's so true.
And you should be just as equally like, actually, if you were to go hook up with someone else, I wouldn't be okay with that regardless of their sex.
Literally.
Yeah.
Open relationships, do your fucking thing. Not for me. Off. And I just felt in the way that I had that conversation, he didn't even realize he was being homophobic. If my friend invites me to a queer event, I'm not bringing 100%. That boyfriend to a queer event who is just like going to ogle and like make things weird. I think that's also part of it. It's like, what type of men are we dating?
It's also making a queer space, especially if you brought them into that type of space, it would probably just make it very uncomfortable for everybody else and feeling unsafe.
This conversation brings up two examples that I think are relevant. We have a friend. She's very femme presenting. We go to all the queer events together. We all are in the same queer friend group. She's dating a man.
For 9 years, might I add.
For a long ass time. Never once have we seen him, by the way. No. I'm not even sure he's real. He's not there.
Made up.
But anyways, she's like very involved in the community and very much a queer centered bi. And then I had this other friend in college who was very much like tatted, looked like a mask. She was dating a man. Yeah. And he was always at the queer events. He looked like a mask lesbian too. And he was very involved in
I trust a man that looks like a mask lesbian.
And same. So do I. And so do I. Especially safer. A man who I could wrestle.
She's like, and that's why my girlfriend looks the way she does.
Exactly. I feel like those are two examples of bi women who have immersed themselves in the queer culture, like either with their partner or without, and both dating straight men. Now that we're talking about it and thinking about it, I'm like, maybe it does come down to like who your straight partner is.
If it's a very heterosexual man, maybe he's an ally, maybe he's not. How would that support look in terms of like, especially being able to be a queer centered bisexual person and feeling like you are able to battle that compet and like be queer enough? What do you think a male partner should be able to do? Or even the reverse for like a woman partner, a straight woman dating a bi man.
Educating yourself, like you need to know, and don't put the burden of responsibility on the person you're dating to educate you. Educate yourself, take the initiative, understand, take your partner to Pride, go to Pride. Yeah, truly, get a flag, take them to queer bars just as often as you're taking them to straight bars. Like if you're only date planning around straight spaces, you're not interested in helping your partner.
It's a whole
world. Or supporting or being an ally, a genuine ally. Like anyone could be like ally. I'm an ally. What does that even mean? Do you even know what's happening in our
culturally?
How are you voting? That's hurting the queer community.
It's just being empathetic like you would with anybody else, with any other sort of community or culture.
Yeah.
Just educating and knowing enough that you can still like be immersed in it, even if it's not necessarily your culture. It's also respect. I think just respect your partner.
Like Jordan said too, it is like celebrating those moments. I think there's something really powerful if you are dating a man as a bi woman that you're celebrating Pride, that you're doing little things like that. Even for instance, like in our political climate, if gay marriage is to go anywhere, like you resonate with that person and you feel the sadness that they can feel on that end, because you never know what might happen. But it's just I do think it's a lot of like, you can say you're an ally, but are you really trying to educate?
Yeah, this actually brought up something, a deep dark memory that I did not want to unlock necessarily. I was dating a guy.
Yeah, that's tough.
Hey, this is a safe space. Hold space. Ironically, he was like a Republican. Mistakes were made, but he was still an ally. Like I remember I used to love going to gay bars in WeHo, and he would come with me and he would like dance with men, and he had like the grandest, maybe he was like a man closeted.
Oh, I love that.
Or he's just super an ally. Yeah, but that's why I was like, the conservativeness was confusing
me. You're very secure in yourself, which personally I find that extremely attractive.
Hot. Yeah, when he would try to kiss me in the club, I immediately was like, get away, you straight man. Like, get away from me.
Even though you girly pops are bisexual, you know, God forbid something were to happen, would you ever see yourself dating a man again?
Personally, I would rather die alone with my cats in my mansion, with my chef, my housekeepers. Thank you. Thank you. I would fuck a man again.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason I feel like I can, I still call myself, I don't know. I don't know what I am, to be
and
honest.
And we're figuring like, it out.
That's okay. We're
on the journey. But I feel like I could enjoy that potentially. Okay, baby, don't judge.
Jordan, you can answer to both. Would you ever have a relationship, God forbid, or would you ever have sex with a man again?
Go for it.
Okay.
Buckle up.
Okay. Should I be scared?
No, we're okay.
Should I be scared?
I'm sweating.
I love you.
Okay, I have been very spoiled with you, and I have not had great experiences with men in the past, so I do very much feel like at this stage in my life, I don't think I was meant to live an uncomfortable life. And quite frankly, my experiences with men thus far have been kind of
super uncomfortable.
And it's not to say that I haven't had like actually fairly hot sex. Never as fulfilling.
Period.
Yeah.
As with Allaire. But that's just because they don't understand the female body the same way. No. And they never will. Even with all the studying they could possibly do, you don't have it.
I'm never going to understand a dick the way y'all understand a dick.
I could have sex with a man again. I don't think like I'm opposed to it. I just don't know if emotionally I would feel held by a man the same way. Yeah. And now that I know what that feels like, it's a really hard thing for me to imagine going back.
Once you go strap, you never go back.
My butthole clenched as we were talking about this topic. Yeah. I was scared for my things,
life. Was it your asshole?
You've never gotten nervous and clenched? You've never clenched? You like sweat betwixt your...
I'm doing Kegels right now. I'm not gonna lie.
When she talks about sex, I'm just like... Yeah.
I don't know. I get nervous.
I get excited.
Well...
God. Okay, can a 12-year-old boy. If we're talking about sex, can I just say, as a bi, and as a bi who had never been strapped before this one, I really fell for the heterosexual propaganda that a woman cannot fulfill you the way a man can.
Yes, I did
too. I was every man I ever, like, ever talked about being bi with, like, drilled that into my head that I was not gonna be satisfied sexually with a woman.
Really?
What do you mean really?
Wait, no, I didn't know that was something that they were trying to ingrain in you.
That's like the whole thing. Yeah. Every man is like,
is it because it's like, because it's not the real thing, it's the penis?
Yes, Diva.
Literally, why would you have some plastic thing when you go to
most
the real
men don't
thing?
Know how to finish a girl off. Of course anything is better than the ground floor.
All I'm saying is I had only at the time hooked up with femmes, and so it was very much like we didn't fully immerse ourselves into all the options there are as when you're dating a woman. And then I date England, and all the options are laid out on the table for me. And
literally.
I realized, choose my character every single night. I realized that I had done been fooled. I had done been brainwashed. Because why is that literally the dumbest, most bullshit thing I've ever been convinced of in my entire life? I have never been so fulfilled sexually in my entire life. And emotionally.
Excuse me, Mr. Man, is yours curved, purple, and vibrates? I don't think so.
Ew.
Except for the second time we ever had sex, she goes, and we're gonna have to go back to the drawing board on that.
No, because here's the thing. She came preloaded. I didn't get to...
What? Oh, she came prefixed fixtures.
She came, settings. You know, with her own... Yeah, with her own settings, and I had to... adjust into my own. So
you had to adjust the volume.
Yeah,
we know it, and we kind of display it online, but it's like the difference between dating a woman versus dating a man. What has been that switch for y'all, that like eye-opener of being treated differently when you were dating a man versus when you're dating these lovely ladies?
One of my first realizations when I first started like dating you and was like fully in a relationship, I was like, oh, I don't have to be on birth control. I don't need like I have never, I was 14. I have been on birth control since I was 14. I have never not been on birth control. And it was like the first time in my life at age 30 that I was like, wait, I don't know.
Which you shouldn't have to be with a man anyway.
I was so irresponsible dating men. I grew up so religious. There was no sexual education that happened. The first time I had sex, I was like, oh shit, I should have been worried about that because I don't really think about that. The pull-out method worked for me personally, but that is...
I'm so paranoid. Getting pregnant was my biggest fear ever.
Oh, absolutely.
And so even though I also grew up in a very religious environment, and my mom like did everything short of throwing holy water on me when she realized that I was even interested in having sex, I still marched my happy ass down to Planned Parenthood and like figured it out because I was like, I know I'm gonna have sex and I am not willing to take any risks.
Even though it's hard to believe, I was bi for a while. I never got on the pill. I never either.
Also, people use it for their periods. My periods never got that bad. I was the type of kid that was like, what if we put two condoms on?
Oh my God.
No, I just personally lived in fear.
Oh, baby.
After
we don't
got to
worry
decisions.
About that anymore. It's okay.
I know we've been asking the sweet girls over here a lot of questions. I have one for you.
Okay, you give it to me.
Were you ever worried going into dating a bi woman?
No! Such a common thing that we get. Like, especially from men, it's like, aren't you worried she's gonna, like, want to be with a man? No! Not after what I do. Absolutely, I can give her the world. You can give her maybe your left toe. No, I was never nervous because it's just... a person, and why would who you're attracted to be a threat to me? The only reason that it would be a threat to me is if I was an insecure person and didn't trust the relationship that we are in. If we're building a secure, healthy, happy, and trustful relationship, I shouldn't be worried, because also that same argument is like, aren't you worried that she's going to cheat is the actual sentence, because she could easily go to another woman. She can go to a man. She can go to somebody who's non-bi, anything.
It's interesting that question's never asked heterosexual couples too.
Aren't you worried she's going to leave for this?
Yeah.
I'm like, she should.
What about you, though?
It's very opposite for me. I came out really young. It came out at 14. I was in a long-term relationship for a while, off and on. When I started dating, I will say I was the queer individual that for some time was like, I don't want to date by women. And it did come down to like, I was just not educated enough on it. I wasn't secure enough within myself, secure in the relationship. And I also just kind of felt upset at the time. I think because of my own personal things that I went through with being bi and figuring that out and then dating someone that was bi, it was kind of fucked up in all reality. And obviously as I became
a hypocrite.
Yeah, very hypocritical. And when I got older and such, I realized, okay, that doesn't make a difference whatsoever. I also do feel when you date a woman, like you don't want to go back to men.
Wait, what did you think when you started dating me?
Well, there are so many things into us starting to date, but here's the thing about sweet Madeline over here. She has so many hidden gay things about her. I am like so taken aback that a man dated her and thought, no, she likes this dick. I'm like, what? Everything about her is like, it's very queer coded. She's so strong, independent, and just a boss ass bitch. It just makes so much sense seeing her with a woman rather than seeing her with a man. But I never felt weird. I think that's also just because you make me feel so safe and secure and loved that it's not even a question in my mind, which thank you for. Also, at the same time, at the end of the day, like if your partner does want to end up leaving,
they're going to leave you regardless. It's for a man, woman, themselves, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you can't prevent that.
Or not just a man and a woman, you know, like anybody, themselves, any human. Anyone, so,
you know, I just realized something. I've only ever dated bi women. They've all been bi.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
Interesting.
I've never.
You've never dated a lesbian.
I've never dated a full lesbian.
Wow, I've dated so many of them.
Well, I was going to ask her if she was ever worried, if I was worried about dating a bisexual, especially knowing that I was the first woman that you were properly dating.
She locked you in. She's like, she's not going anywhere.
we both went. Yeah. And grabbed each other.
It's funny because I was listening to you say that, like, upon reflection, the person that I was before I came out, if I hadn't come out and actually put myself in a position, started talking about my queer identity online and like really taking active steps to like own who I was as a bisexual person. And like when I told my very Christian mom, that unlocked something in my brain because there were parts of me that were like, I can't date a woman because I can't bring a woman home to my mom. She'd never accept that, you know? And it was like this psychological barrier. I never even allowed myself to consider dating a woman because I was like, if I went on a date with you, where is that going to go?
Yeah.
How is that going to go anywhere? It can't go anywhere because I can't bring you home to mom. So it took a lot of personal work for me to even get to a place where I was even able to like date. And I think a lot of the time when people are experiencing that like distance from bisexuals is because they haven't done that personal work yet.
For sure.
They're just trying to dip their toe in there, not there. So they're not making you feel safe. Yeah. You know, like there's that kind of like
cat and mouse,
you know, it's like, it's I want to try this, but I don't want anything serious, you know, that which is valid. Like sometimes we're not looking for anything serious, but I do think there's a lot of that. And so by the time I got to being in a relationship with Alaire, like I was like, no, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I have arrived. I've done everything that I can to make sure that this is what I want. Even though I was still very scared, I was like, this is the first time I'm allowing myself to be fully in a relationship with a woman. I don't know how my mom's going to take that still, even though I had come out. Like, and I know her religious like feelings and, you know, that could be challenging. I was scared, but I was ready.
But you can't, and you finally were like, I can't live my life for my mom. Because same thing.
The way that you said that actually just reminded me of a lot of things that I was experiencing on the other side of it. I had dated a few bi women before coming to that decision of like, I don't feel like I should date bi women. The few that I dated, they were not out or they had really, really religious families and they were really bad to me. And so it didn't feel safe. I was really scared. And so I was just like, I'm not going to date bi women because that has not gone well for me. And so for a long time, I was like, fuck that. But then I had to like, again, go back to the educational side of it, figure out it's not like, not every bi woman is like that. Exactly. So
not every
bi
woman.
I want to talk about how you guys have been along every single step of me and England's relationship.
Oh my gosh.
This is so lore.
So the first time that we met, we were actually at F1 because Puma brought us and you brought England with you.
Yeah, I brought England
with
you.
And you guys had like just started dating.
It was U-Haul.
Texted me. So right
when you're like, I found a girl. Right, I'm bringing her.
Right before you met Hannah, you were like, I'm bi and I just don't know how to meet women. Can you please introduce me to people?
Yeah.
And then like a week later, you were like, I met someone! Oh my God! And you were so excited. And then like a week or two later,
we had never met.
Just
DMing.
So we all met.
I was like, I'm clinging on to any queer people I know.
I have to, well, that's, yeah.
And then and when we finally met, you were with Hannah, and you guys have been inseparable ever since, and it's been so beautiful to watch your relationship grow.
I remember meeting Hannah, and then,
Alaire said their name was Hannah when I met them. They go, hey, I'm Hannah.
Do this thing where in order to remember somebody's name, I kind of like repeat it, and sure. But I try to repeat it under my breath. Instead, I just basically say your
the
name back to you.
The second you did that, I go, I'm going to be good buddies
when
with
I met
person.
You, you know that Spider-Man meme where it's the three Spider-Man and they go like this? That's what I, when I met you, I went, because we were just one in the same.
Yeah.
We're no, from the same clock. From the same clock.
And we do joke about that. Maddie and I are like, we're so
our
similar.
Our relationships are
and
so
they're
parallel.
They're dating the same, so same similar. Person. I will say it was really crazy because we all met for the first time in Vegas. And I was like, I don't know about this one, you guys, but I'm having a really good time.
I was different and I was like, I like
her. Sex is top tier.
No, I was like, you guys. So a couple months later, we're all in Paris and I'm like, so I'm still with the girl and she's still here and I like her. Well, no, first we were in New York.
We were in New York and then Paris.
No, okay. It was Vegas. You guys came to LA. We came to New York. Paris, we became girlfriends. That was crazy. Then the next time we saw you, you guys came to LA and we were like, we said we loved each other.
Yeah, we were engaged.
We had just said we loved each other. It's crazy because since 3 weeks into dating England, you guys have been along this entire journey. And like we've like all become friends and it's so funny.
I like this one. You should keep them.
And now we get to go public. So it's the best thing ever. People are like, we know who she is. I'm like, stop yelling at me.
No, literally, I posted one of us today, a private one, and I was the first comment, and I was like, no one yell at me today.
I'm like, we know it hasn't been mysterious, guys.
No,
but
we haven't. I'm actually really, really happy that we took our sweet time.
Me too.
Sweet fucking time. Me I love the Sans Flanche era, and I love you.
I love you so much.
I think you guys have done the most anti-lesbian thing, but it's worked out perfectly. Y'all have taken it slow. I can't say the same.
That's okay.
Necessarily.
You're still in a great place.
Last thing we're going to try to do, if you have been listening to our episodes, we used to do rapid fire questions where we would just basically ask questions that pertain to the episode, but that never worked too well, or at least worked how we wanted to. So we wanted to do the like slogan or quote. Mm-hmm. It can be silly, it can be goofy, it can be serious. What do you want to leave the people with?
Okay, two things.
Shorty.
One, I know one of your questions was like, how can you guys be supportive to your bi partners?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like bringing us into like queer spaces, you know, like you've taken to me to my first queer bar. Like I went to Pride with you for the first time. Like there's so many things that were firsts for me. You went with me to my first drag show, you know, like I am so grateful that you have welcomed me in. And so I do feel
open
like
arms, baby.
If you are dating a bisexual that maybe isn't fully immersed in queer culture yet, like bring us in. And then
secondly,
I feel like one of the things that prevents bisexuals from feeling valid in their queerness is feeling like we have to prove it. Mm-hmm. I think so often before we've had any experience with a woman, or if you've only dated a man, or if you've never had any experience at all, it's so difficult for you to be like, I don't know if I'm bisexual. How am I know if I never actually did anything? Sexuality is about attraction, not action.
Mm-hmm.
Straight people do not have to prove they are straight. Mm-hmm.
By having sex with someone.
By having experiences, you know? You believe them. If someone's like, yeah, I'm straight, it's like, okay, you're a virgin. Well, no one's like, how do you know you're straight?
How did you know you're
right?
straight?
And it's the great exact same that. Thing for bisexuals. So if you are bi and you are feeling like you don't know because you haven't tried, if you are attracted to more than one gender, you are valid. Yeah. And that's all.
I fucking loved everything you just said. Point blank, period, queen. I also think that the closer you get to your authentic self, everything will be made a lot more clear. I don't think you find yourself by looking for yourself. I think you find yourself by deconstructing everything you've been told to be or taught to be or you think you have to be and asking yourself, like, do I actually believe this? Do I actually think this? Do I actually like these things? And that's how you find yourself. And I always think that everything that you want is on the other side of finding your authentic self through deconstruction.
Ew. Your bisexuality is valid. Find representation when you can. Find friends who are queer who validate your queerness, or straight ally friends who validate your queerness. Be with a partner who validates your queerness. Period. And if he doesn't and he's trying to be pervy, door.
Kick him out.
Kick him out.
Ew.
I will say that bi people are not confused. It's the people that keep asking them questions are. Bi girls are great. I love them. Look at them.
Bi girls are great. I love them. Look at them.
Okay. I love that. Y'all have been so educated with your answers, and I'm over here just like, I'm dating a bi woman, and I love her.
No, I thought it was great. I love this episode. Everyone's probably going to be so like, happy. Keep them on.
Yeah. No, definitely, if you want to see them back, or if you have any more questions about bisexuality or the idea of just like coming into your sexuality and finding that queerness, definitely let us know. Let them know.
And if you want them on again, please. I would love that too. I love when she's on. Top.
Baby.
Just kidding.
Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, you're gay.
Perfect. All right. Yes. Well,
wow. Okay. Where can people find you? Yeah. Our lovely ladies.
You can find me at call.me.england on Instagram and TikTok. And you can also find the full podcast at Yap and Strap Podcast on Instagram and TikTok.
I am at Maddie B. Webb, M-A-D-I. I'm a 1D kind of girl. Ew. And that's everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, the internet, period.
I'm Jordan_Rand on Instagram and Jordan.Rand on TikTok.
And then I'm at Alaire Thomas on Instagram, TikTok.
The internet.
And the interwebs.
Hell yeah. Well, guys,
I'm so proud of you.
This has been Yap and Strap. We are gay and we are bae.
Bye.
And this is my scissor sister.
Thank you. Okay, baby.